Mr. Lovell Ives, Medford Area Senior High School Band Director from 1961 to 1969.
My first job was at Colby. I was there for 4 years, and I taught choir and two glee clubs and a madrigal group, as well as the band there. I was fortunate enough to interview at Medford, and I got the job. It's a great place to teach and a great place to live. My kids grew up there.
Yes.
It was 52 in the high school band, and there were 22 in the junior band, and 10 of those dropped out. It's always difficult to replace someone like Ralph Abramson, who is a stout member of this community.
How long did you teach here in
Eight
Medford?
8 years.
8 years.
Mm-hmm. And it grew every year, and so there's less than 100 total when I started, and we had well over 300 when I departed.
You did a lot of innovative things with the band, as mm-hmm. I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you took us to a Class A band.
Yes.
You did a lot of our own arrangements. You did a lot of arranging for the band, and I was in the dance band as well. You did all of the arrangements. You took some of the modern songs and arranged them so we could actually play those.
Yeah, the students loved to play Beatle tunes and Burt Bacharach and things like that. Yeah.
Learned a lot about music in the band. Mm-hmm. So what were some of your memories of the Medford Senior High School band and maybe some of the band members?
Cheryl Aden was one of the first ones who started. She played flute. She had Barb Aden also, and Ross Aden were some of the early members. Mary Rent played trumpet, really great trumpet player. Mary Bix, and there were some great players. The Meyer brothers, they were the bass drummers for most of my entire tenure here. They were good.
So where did you go after you moved away from Medford?
Well, I was offered a job as a ranger for the marching band at UWGB in Green Bay.
Speaking of marching, mm-hmm. you instituted the way we turn corners for the band. And of all of the bands that I've seen since then, marching bands, I've never seen that kind of a corner made. Most of them were, you know, a pinwheel corner. But you came up with something completely different that just wowed the audience.
Well, pinwheels really don't work very well. They, no matter how much you practice it, they don't look very good. There was a non-reversible minstrel turn that I found out about at graduate school. And it's complicated. Everybody in the band has to count. And we march square up to the corner, and then we'd peel off and work in reverse and do spin turns as we turned. And it was a beautiful thing to watch. The crowds would always go, ooh, when they seen that happen.
I haven't seen it since.
No.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah, I talked to Ron Wartburg about it, and I gave him the information on how to do this. He was very interested.
I would like to see them do that again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're at UW Green Bay,
mm-hmm.
and how long did you teach there? Did you become a professor then?
Yeah, I was a professor there for over 30 years. I was director of the Packer Band for 30 years.
When did you retire from UW Green Bay?
2000. Taught till I was 70.
What have you been doing in the last 19 years?
Well, I played in a jazz band, and I did shows. I did tours. So
you have also moved back to this area, at least for a while during the summer?
Yeah. 6 years ago, I bought a place a mile east of Zondlo's. And it's a beautiful place, and we like living there. And
it's beautiful country up there.
Yeah. And I might move up there permanently. We're trying it out this summer.
As they say in the Blues Brothers movie, we're getting the band back together. The Medford Senior High School Band alumni and fans from 1961 to 1969. Lovell Ives wants to see all of you there. It will be at the Rib Lake Ice Age Pavilion this Saturday, July 13th, 2 to 6 p.m.
I'm looking forward to seeing all those wonderful people. It was the students that made that band. They did the work. They made the sound. They played their hearts out. They really did.
It's some of our best memories.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Ives, for being with us, and we'll see you on July 13th.
Thank you, Russ, for having me.